This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Won't you take just a few moments out of your busy day, take your own Bible, and study with me from the Sacred Scriptures? As I call attention to various passages from the Bible, will you not turn and read with me? I shall be reading from the American Standard Version. We have been studying for the past few days about the fact that the religion of Christ is narrow. And the first basic point in this study, I have pointed out that the religion of Christ is narrow in that it excludes all who do not obey the gospel plan of salvation, that is, the one revealed in the Bible itself. We've already pointed out that the Bible excludes from salvation offered through Christ all who do not believe in God, all who do not believe in Christ, all who do not believe the gospel, all who do not repent of their sins, all who do not confess, and all who are not baptized are immersed in water for the forgiveness of their sins. Now we continue today by pointing out that the religion of Christ is narrow in that it excludes all who do not obey the plan of salvation in the matter of the Lord's true church. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 13, Jesus said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father planteth not shall be rooted up." In Luke chapter 8, verse 11, the Bible says that the seed is the Word of God. Now, in using this agricultural figure of speech of the plant, the Lord, of course, is referring to institutions which arise out of the teaching of various doctrines, that is, of sowing various seeds in the hearts of men. Now, when you sow the seed of the Word of God, the only plant that can result from that is a member of the Lord's true church. But to sow some other kind of seed is to result in one's being a member of something other than the church, which God planned even before He made the world, which the prophets saw down through the long period of the Old Testament, which Jesus promised to build, which He did build when He purchased it with His own blood. Note carefully the words of Paul as he speaks to the elders of the church in Ephesus, as recorded in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, when he said, "Take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit hath made you bishops, to feed the church of the Lord, which He purchased with His own blood." Notice carefully that we cannot be saved apart from the shedding of blood. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. It doesn't matter how sincere I may be, there must be blood in order for my sins to be forgiven. But the blood of bulls and goats cannot do it. The blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 4. It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. But we do find that the blood of Christ has the power to save us. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, we have redemption from our sins through His blood. Romans chapter 5 verses 8 and 9, we have justification from our sins through the power of His blood. And so, since the blood of Christ went into the purchase of the church, if one is to be saved by the blood of Christ, he must be in what was bought with that blood, namely the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And note that this does not mean simply joining some church. It rather means obeying the Lord's plan of salvation, with the result that the Lord will add one to the church for which He died. When one obeys the gospel plan of salvation, the Lord has not left it up to him then to go off and join some human denomination, but rather the Lord Himself adds that person to the church for which He, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, died. Notice carefully in Acts chapter 2, verse 41, "They then that gladly received His word were baptized, and there were added unto them that day about 3,000 souls." And then in verse 47, "And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." You see, the same acts of obedience which bring us into salvation bring us into the church. There is simply no such thing, according to Bible teaching, of being saved and then later on joining the church or of being in the church without being saved.